don't you get inside the store and get busy?
I can't.
Well, you can't. Why can't you?
Because when I went to the post office, I'd have to sign on the door there saying I wouldn't be back till 2 o'clock. And it ain't 2 o'clock yet.
Well, you darn fool, take the sign down.
Yes, I never thought of that.
Yeah, you never think of nothing. Was any mail first at the post office?
No, nothing but the Corn Sunny Gazette. Late again, too.
Yes, the others have told me you're sort of holding it up so as you could print an article about Mrs. Pinkley's show. Now the show didn't come off, why, he just held it up for nothing. Well, let's see the Gazette.
Here it is.
Yeah.
Say, being as how you got a heck of a job working for the Gazette, he ought to slip us the paper for nothing.
Yeah.
Why don't you ask him about it?
Oh, what's the use, Ed? We wouldn't save enough to make it worthwhile.
And we'd save $12.30 every 6 months.
$12.30 every 6 months? Why, you're crazy. The daring paper only costs us 25 cents a month.
Sure, I know it. 25 cents a month, and in 6 months, that's $12.30.
Oh, you're crazy, I tell you. 25 cents a month for 6 months is only...
I ain't crazy. Take your pencil and figure it out for yourself.
I don't need to figure. I know darn well that
you just go ahead and figure. Go ahead. Put it down. Put down 25 and then multiply it by 6. Put it down.
All right, but I tell you you're wrong. There you be, 25 and 600.
Now multiply and see what you get. Go ahead. 6 times 5 is 30, ain't it?
Yes.
Now put it down.
I got it down.
All right, and 6 times 2 is 12. Put that down.
It's 12, that's right. I got it.
Well, there you be. $12.30.
Well, I'll be switched. Oh, say, that can't be right.
You're darn tootin' it's right. You got the figures right in front of you, ain't you?
Yes, but just a second now. There's something wrong with that multiplying. I'm going to add it up.
All right. Add it. Put down 25 6 times.
Just a minute now. That's exactly what I'm doing. Yeah.
Now, you got them all down?
Yes.
Now add up the column of 5.
Yes, 5, 10, 15,
20, 25, 30. That's right, 30. Put it down. Get that?
Yes.
Now add the 2s.
2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12.
And the answer is 12:30.
Well, Dad, that it don't seem possible. $12.30 for 6 months when the paper only costs 25 cents a month.
Yeah, prove it out. Divide 12:30 by 6 and see if the answer ain't just what we pay each month for the paper.
All right. Let's see. 12:30 divided by 6.
Now go ahead. 6 into 12 is 2, ain't it?
Yeah.
Put it down.
Yes, that's right. 2.
And 6 into 30 is 5.
Mm-hmm.
There you are. 25. There's your proof.
Well, I reckon you're right at that, Eb.
Of course I am. You know, Eb, I'm darn good at figuring.
Gosh, the dad darn papers cost us more than I thought, I'll say that. Well, I wonder if there's any news in it this week. You know, since they caught that there bank robber... Oh, say, listen here, Eb, listen to this.
Yeah, what?
The pageant postponed by Mrs. Pinkley, owing to Professor Thistlewaite.
Oh, she's owing him something, too, huh?
What?
Gosh sakes. She owes everybody, don't she?
Who owes who? What do you mean?
Why, what you read there about Miss Pinkley owing that fella Professor Thistlewaite.
I didn't say Miss Pinkley owes a fella. I said owing to...
Oh, she owes two fellas.
No, she don't. I said owing
oh,
to...
Oh, you mean she owes $2.
No, she don't owe $2. Keep that darn trap shut. Owing to Professor Thistlewaite's sudden departure from Corn Center, the pageant to be held last Friday evening has been indefinitely postponed.
Is that so?
Yes. As Professor Thistlewaite was playing the leading part and also acting as dramatic director and stagecoach, Mrs. Pinkley has decided to hold up...
Now what's she going to do, hold up a stagecoach?
No, she ain't going to hold up a stagecoach. She just decided to... Oh, wait, say, here comes Hector. Get in the store and get that box he left with us the other night. He forgot to pick it up.
and again get it yourself.
Now, never mind, Deb. Do like I tell you. I want to talk to Hector. I want to ask him about getting that paper for nothing.
Yeah, all right.
Got a sec.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Where'd you put the box? Well, put it under the counter, right at the end there. And handle it careful, Ed. Might be valuable.
Say, did you find an envelope around here? I lost it the other day.
What kind of envelope, Hector? You mean one with your name on it?
No, it was just a plain white envelope, and it didn't have nobody's name on it. You see, there was a note in it.
No, I didn't see it, Hector.
Gee, willikers. Doggone it, I wish I could find it.
Well, if I was a young fella writing mass notes to Hortense Schultenheimer, I'd be a mite careful about losing them. I say, I want to ask you something, Hector. I just been doing a little figuring, and I found out it cost me and Ed $12.30 for a 6-month subscription to the Gazette. Now,
What's the matter with you? You don't cost $12.30 for 6 months.
Yes, it does, Hector. Yes, it does. I got the figures right here.
See here?
It's 25 cents a month for 6 months, and that adds up $12.30.
Yes, but you didn't add this right.
Of course I added it right.
No, you didn't. Now, let me add it for you. Now, you add this column of fives first, you see.
Yes.
It's 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30.
Well, that's the way I did add them. And then you add the column of twos.
Yes, sure you do. Sure you do. Now, let's see now. The fives added to 30, didn't they?
Yes.
And the twos make 32, 34, 36, 38, 40, 42. See? 6 months only cost you 42 cents.
Well, I reckon I did make a mistake after all, Hector.
You sure did. Anytime you got any figuring to do, you just call on me. Say, you sure you didn't find that note, huh?
Nope, never seen nothing of it.
Oh, it sucks. Well, so long.
So long, Hector. Hector, I asked him about it. Maybe he might have picked it up, Summers. howdy, Hortense. Fill your tank? Check your oil?
No, not this morning.
Here's your dad turned back. And it wasn't at the end of the counter, neither. It was... how be you, Hortense?
Good morning, Mr. Peters. I'm very well, thank you, but dreadfully worried.
Well, how do you mean, Hortense? Worried about what?
About Professor Thistlethwaite. Mr. Winterbottom, do you know what I think? I think he might have made off with himself.
Made off with himself?
Yes. You know, he was very depressed about the way the rehearsals for the pageant were going. Did he buy any kind of death-dealing implement from you?
A death-dealing implement? Come to think of it, he did.
Oh, my heavens! What was it he bought? What kind of death-dealing implement?
A fly swatter.
Shut. Nothing's happened to Professor Thistlethwaite. He's just up in Ortega County looking for that gold money that Pirate hid up there.
How do you know?
Because that's where he told us he was going.
Yes, maybe he got lost up there.
Listen, Mr. Peters, are you familiar with Ortega Canyon?
Gosh, yeah. Been up there a lot of times. In fact, he was up there not more than a week ago with Sheriff Plum. We was chasing the dog there. We had to rope him.
Was he mad?
Well, he wasn't any too pleased about it.
No. Was he rabid? A rabid dog?
No, he wasn't no rabid dog. He was one of these here semer hounds. You know, he'd sooner eat than anything else.
I mean, was the dog crazy? Was he crazy?
He certainly was when he went up in Ortega Canyon. There ain't nothing to eat up there.
Oh, you still don't understand. You know, they say that when dogs go up into Ortega Canyon, they see something that makes them go mad. I know it's just a superstition.
Oh, now, Hortense, you're just getting yourself all upset for nothing. I'm telling you, there ain't nothing wrong with Ortega Canyon, and there ain't nothing happened to Professor Thistlethwaite. He found a code message up there.
A code message?
Yes.
A code message? Oh, what did it say?
Well, me and Ed couldn't figure much out of it. The first word in it looked like Thistlethwaite, and the last one was the word Earth. You see, he left it with us.
Yeah, and then Zeb, the darned old fool, let that Spanish fella get away with it.
Let who get away with it?
That Spanish fella, the one that was around here last week looking for Professor Thistlethwaite.
Yes, fella named Marino, Hortense. Ed, he's the fella that owns that box there. He asked Hector to take it to the express office for him.
That box? Yeah. What's in it? Open it, and let's see what's in it. Oh, I don't know. I don't know. It's something terrible.
Why, Hortense, we can't open that box.
Listen, something awful has happened. I just know it has. Open the box.
Well,
maybe it will throw some light on it. Please. Please, Mr. Winterbottom.
Well, I reckon we might pry one of the boards loose and then nail it back again. Ab, put the box down and go get one of them tire irons, will you? Yeah, go on,
then. And you said the code message said something about Professor Thistlethwaite and Earth?
Yeah, the word Earth is plain enough, all right, but...
Here's your dad iron.
Let's see now.
What's there? What's in it?
Well, now, just a minute. Now, that's funny. Why, it ain't nothing but some Earth, some dirt.
Now, you quit your dad darn ball and you go on home. Me and Zeb will go up to Arcadia Canyon and look for Professor Thistlethwaite.
Oh, if you only will, you'll deserve a nip in the Hall of Fame. If you only find him.
Oh, we'll find him. Now, you get along home, Hortense, and stop worrying.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Winterbottom.
All right. Ernest. Yes, poor kid. You know, Abby, it kind of goes to my heart to see her taken on so.
Yeah, but what'd she mean by me having a niche in the Hall of Fame? What in tarnation is a niche in the Hall of Fame like?
Darned if I know, Eb. I suppose it's got the same as a itch any place else.